Well, and then the corn, same way. They called it thinning the corn, though. They pulled it up. They didn't cut it up. And then that was all there was to do to it, except, you know, just plow it till it come what they call laying by time. That was the last time they plowed it or worked it, you know, before it made. And I can remember my daddy talking about cotton swears on the cotton, you know, always whenever he'd go out to the field and see his cotton with squares on it. And a lot of them, he'd know he's going to have, you know, a lot of cotton. Mm-hmm. And
what did it look like?
Square. Uh-huh. It was just a little green. It was where the bloom was fixing to come. But it was just green. There wasn't no color showing in it. And then it'd bloom. It'd have cotton blooms.
And what was the next step?
Well, then the bolls would come. Cotton bolls, which is just green. And then when they go to opening, that's where, you know, the cotton. Very pretty cotton patches are.
Uh-huh. And when it's ready, then what?
You pick it. Pick cotton. They've got machines that does it now, but we had to take a, or I didn't, but all I remember picking was in a pick sack made out of a little sugar sack. You know, used to buy 5 pounds of sugar in little cloth sacks, bags. And but they had what they called a pick sack, which would be a burlap bag, and it'd have a strap that went around your shoulder, and you'd take two rocks, and you'd put one in each one, catch it up and tie that strap around it like that on each side. Well, that made you pick sack, and you left the front side of it dipped down just a little bit. And you'd pick cotton, you got that sack full, and you'd carry it to the end of the field, or we did. We didn't have, wasn't lucky enough to have cotton baskets, would have cotton sheets. Emptied on that and till get enough to haul in home at night. Usually, when they'd quit of evening, they had to haul up the cotton in, which they'd have maybe a corner of the front porch planked off, put that cotton in there. I can remember playing on the cotton pile. I can remember that one, being on the porch.
Did you have any responsibilities after that? I mean, after you picked the cotton?
No.
Do anything to get it ready for the mill, or?
No, that was all that had to be done before it was carried to the gin. It was just get it up, and then my daddy, they all had to haul their cotton on a two-horse wagon, they called it. That was the wagon with the big beds, you know, and took two horses or mules to pull it. And he'd carry it to the gin, and they'd get the seed out and bale it up. And then it was ready to sell.
Can you tell me more about the wagon?
How it was made, or what? Well, it was just it was made out of wood, and it had the big round wheels that was had wooden spokes and wooden what they call the hub, and but it had a steel band around the wheels, and I guess it'd be something like 4 foot, I mean, 4 foot. About 4 yards long, I guess. And the beds would be, and then the sideboards would be something like that high. And then it'd have what's called a back gate that they could let down and raise up.
What do you call the part that you sit on at the front?
That's the wagon seat.
Mm-hmm.